thoughts are making their first visit down to the Pacific Islands, and we're very happy we'll be hosting them in Apia in June.
So how difficult has it been to organise that particular game? Because, of course, the European sides are notorious for their unwillingness sometimes to visit the Pacific.
I guess it was just Georgia was part of the World Rugby's June windows of internationals from the Northern Hemisphere visiting the Southern Hemisphere. And we were proud to host Georgia coming over to Samoa, and we're looking forward to it, yeah.
And as far as Manu Samoa are concerned, this will be something of a revenge mission, won't it, against Georgia?
Yeah, you could say that, I guess. I think it. Samoa Rugby Union are happy to host them. I guess we need every international as we could. I guess we need a lot of game time. As you're probably aware, that this year and next year is also part of the qualification for the next World Cup, the first two places between Samoa, Tonga and Fiji. So we're looking to have that game out of the way when we play Georgia here. It'll be a good warm-up match also for Manu Samoa heading towards Tonga and Fiji.
As you say, that's exactly what you need, isn't it? I mean, three matches of that type in a small space of time, great opportunity for a new head coach, Alama Iremia, to really get to grips with the task.
Yes, absolutely. I think we've been wanting to have as many games as we got. I guess from the union's point of view, I mean, the opposition, any opposition that visits us from the other continents or rugby will be really good for us. I think Georgia is a really up-and-coming team in the scheme of things in world rankings and so forth, and we're very happy that they decided to accept the invitation to come to Samoa, and we're really looking forward to it. And from the perspective of the coaches, yes, absolutely, we're really happy that they'll get the opportunity for the other players to get some game time heading into our usual rivals against Tonga and Fiji.
I'm just wondering, though, that in the case of Tonga, with the reports coming out of the islands of financial problems and financial woes affecting the Tongan Rugby Union, and all sorts of rumours, unconfirmed rumours, are coming from that part of the Pacific, I mean, is there a possibility at least that that match against Tonga could be under threat?
Not at this point in time. I think Tonga was only a couple of hours away from us, and we're very happy that World Rugby is actually assisting us in those matches to assist us in hosting them. And I don't think there's it's not going to be an issue in that respect with our usual rivals. I mean, there hasn't been any game that's been cancelled between Samoa and Tonga in recent years, as I can recall.